Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Jeffrey Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You can't have Christmas without Advent. The world wants to jump headfirst from Thanksgiving into Christmas. Talk of a penitential season, a season for fasting, a season not for wishing Merry Christmas or even Happy Holidays, but Blessed Advent is foreign to the world. But Advent is just that, a time for almsgiving, for fasting, for prayer, for preparation, for watchfulness, for repentance. Feasting without fasting is empty. Joy without repentance is superficial. Christmas without Advent is a hollow holiday. Before white is violet. Before the celebration of the Incarnation is a season of preparation. Before the Lord's return to rule in glory is his rule in the church through humility. There are two ways of doing things. One is the way of kings, the way of stallions, the way of war horses, the way of power and authority. The other is the way of paupers, the way of donkeys, the way of humility and suffering. There's a time for both, both Advent and Christ's second advent, both humility and glory, both a donkey and a stallion. There is a stallion way of doing things, and there is a donkey way of doing things. Advent begins with this collect. "Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins." If your sins were not threatening perils, you wouldn't need Advent. For that matter, if your mind were constantly aware of the threatening perils of your sins, you wouldn't need Advent. Advent is the reminder and the warning. Your flesh is not correct. Salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Because left to your devices, that is what you would do. You would not realize the threatening perils of your sins, but would gratify the desires of your flesh. But your flesh is not your friend. What he wants is not good for you. His only morality is, if it feels good, do it. If it feels good, to harbor anger and resentment, savoring grudges like a fine whiskey, giving you something to bring up over and again against your neighbor or your coworker. Whenever you need some leverage, do it. If it feels good to feign marriage, occupying the same bed while scorning the blessing of God or the state, or to check out of your real marriage with a swipe or a click, do it. If it feels good to fudge the numbers a little, if it pads your paycheck or makes holiday shopping a little bit easier, do it. If it feels good to look with scorn at the poor, assuming their poverty is their problem or their fault, do it. If it feels good to amass goods and toys at the same rate as unbelievers, especially at a countdown to Christmas discount, do it. So says your flesh. But that's not the Advent way of things, the donkey way of doing things. Advent calls you to something beyond right now, beyond your fleshly desires. Advent calls you to different desires, to desire not instant gratification, but gratification delayed, to desire not the temporary pleasures, but the eternal ones, to desire not what the world glorifies, but what the Lord glorifies. Why a season to warn about the threatening perils of your sins? Why a season for hearing about the Lord's hatred of sin? Because sin is perilous. Your Lord doesn't hate sin because he's an old-fashioned prude or a cosmic killjoy, but because he is your creator, who knit you together in your mother's womb and knows better than you do what's good for you. The Lord's way of doing things, for now, is a donkey way of doing things. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. He came lowly and humble to endure shame rather than to receive glory. God donned human flesh, was born of a virgin mother, placed into a manger. It's a donkey way of doing things. Humanity was mired in sin, enslaved to sin, deserving nothing but eternal death. The stallion way of doing things would have been to scrap the whole lot of humanity, let them go to hell if that's what they preferred, and start over. But the donkey way of doing things was to get into the mire, not to call humanity to something higher, but to descend down to humanity's depths. The donkey way of doing things was to ride into Jerusalem, not to conquer, but to be conquered, to give his life in the place of every human life, to destroy death by dying, to deliver humanity from sin by dying condemned, to save you from your flesh and its desires. He took human flesh. To save you from the world, your Creator entered into the world. To save you from the devil, he defeated the devil in his own death and resurrection. It's the donkey way of doing things. Luther preached, "Tell this to the daughter of Zion," the prophet says. "Open your mouth and shout so that she is not offended by his lowly coming, but listens to what is proclaimed. Let your ears give insight to your eyes. Your king has no great stallion, no spurs, no saddle. He is poor and rides a donkey, and yet there is no king like him. He removes your sin, rescues you from death and hell, and gives you everlasting holiness and blessedness, righteousness and eternal life. So don't pay any heed to the wretched way in which he comes and then also later shamefully dies on the cross. For he does all of this for your sake as Savior, to help you, to sanctify you, to rescue you from death. For now, the Lord's way of doing things is the donkey way of doing things, riding in humility, with power hidden in humility in the cross. Oh, there will be a stallion way of doing things later, at the day of his return, when his power will be unveiled, his glory unhidden, fully revealed. The king who rode on a donkey will return as one riding on a white stallion to establish his eternal kingdom visibly, Then those seen things will disappear. Those things unseen will become the only things seen. And that's the point of Advent, to turn your attention from the things seen, the things temporary, to the things unseen, the things eternal. The donkey way of doing things is power hidden in humility, the extraordinary cloaked in the ordinary, the Savior upon a donkey. The donkey way of doing things is to deliver salvation in ordinary water. The donkey way of doing things is to send a man to do the work of God, to speak sins forgiven. The donkey way of doing things is to cloak the true body and blood of your Savior in simple bread and wine. The donkey way of doing things is to redeem sinners, to take away their sin, to give them a righteousness from outside of themselves. The donkey way of doing things is to place forgiveness in simple, seemingly foolish means, water, word, bread, and wine, and to deliver it to those least deserving. Advent seems foolish, a donkey way of doing things in a stallion world, but it is the Lord's way of doing things. Therefore, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Your king comes to you, humble and riding on a donkey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.